You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. You were too strong for me, and you triumphed. Those are words of Jeremiah. Jeremiah wasn't really one who wanted to be a prophet. And when the Lord called him to be a prophet, he responded by saying, "Look, Lord, I'm too young. And besides, I don't know how to speak well." But Jeremiah went on and did what the Lord had asked him to do. As we see at the end of this reading, though, it caused him a lot of suffering. And he got kind of frustrated with it, and he finally decided, "I'm not going to do this anymore." But he said, the word of God became like a flame within him, and he could not hold it in. God was too strong for him. It strikes me that in some way, every saint or every holy person could say the same thing. God was too strong for me. What happens to the saints, what happens to the holy people, is that somehow they have an encounter with God, and they are struck with God's goodness, God's love, God's beauty. And in a way, they can't stop themselves. They want a relationship with that God more than they want any other thing. And it is so strong that it even overcomes the resistance that is within them. The other thing that often happens is that when one encounters this God and begins to experience the love that God has, one is filled with an overflowing joy. We see this in the example of the saints. Take, for instance, St. Paul. You know, if you read his readings, he is a man who suffered much for the sake of his obedience to the will of Christ. And yet, you can't miss in his readings the depth of his joy. Look at Francis of Assisi. Francis was known as a man filled with joy. And yet, he left everything. And he spent his life living very simply. Spent his life making known to others the love that he had encountered in the Lord Jesus Christ. He must have suffered greatly at times, but joy was what he was known for. I thought I would take an example of a more contemporary saint and tell the story. Not many probably have heard of this saint. She is an American saint. She died in 1955. She was in her 90s when she died. Her name is St. Catherine Drexel. Catherine was the daughter of a banker, apparently a quite wealthy banker. She inherited, from what I've been able to gather, about $20 million. Now, that isn't $20 million today. That's $20 million 120, 30 years ago, which was an overwhelming fortune at that time. Catherine had a passion. Her passion was to relieve the sufferings of the American Indian. As she saw many of them living on reservations with little hope, also the sufferings of the Afro-Americans. This was shortly after the end of slavery. And she realized the depths of their suffering. She realized their hopelessness. And Catherine believed that education was the secret to freeing them. And so she took her $20 million and she built schools. She lived quite simply. She founded a congregation of religious women who focused on providing education to the African Americans and to the Indians. In the course of her life, she built 60 schools. And she was known again for her joy. And that is the point I want to make. When we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, as the gospel tells us, we must take up our cross and follow him. And we will have hardship and suffering. But that's not the important part. Once we come to know the Lord and give our lives to the Lord, we are going to know a joy that nothing can take from us. And it is that joy that makes it all worth it. And it's that joy that can overshadow any hardship or any suffering that we might encounter. One of the temptations for us is to get distracted by external joys. In other words, we're looking for things that will make us feel good right now. We're looking for things that are comfortable and pleasurable and convenient. And so often in our search for those things, we might find some outer happiness, but inner misery. I'm always struck with the number of athletes, you know, these great athletes that get paid millions of dollars are hooked on drugs or commit suicide. Movie stars, who you would think would have everything they wanted at their disposal, again, hooked on drugs, commit suicide. So many of them. They have external joy, but inner misery. Or we can make the other choice. We can choose to have inner joy and at times outer suffering. But that inner joy will never go away from us if we remain faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is this that the Lord invites us to. He invites us to come to know him. He invites us to give our lives to him. And he gives us the greatest gift he could give us. Deep joy. Deep peace. And when we have that, nothing can take it from us. It is something that will carry us through this life and on into the next life. And no cross, no hardship that we can endure can take that joy from us if it is truly an inner joy, a joy that comes from knowing and serving the Lord Jesus Christ.